What is up, Noodle Cups? It's me, Mr. CLC, and welcome to the Everything Gaon podcast. That's pretty much what this episode will be about. Actually, more about Dreamcatcher, but, you know, this, yeah. Thank you for tuning into the Before You Go podcast. And as I stated, after the concert, I was gonna give an overview of the Dreamcatcher concert that I experienced on Wednesday of this week. And there's, man, there's so much and so little time to talk about. You know, but overall, I'm just gonna say straight up, overall, my absolute favorite concert right now. Just, I don't know how these girls do it, honestly, but like, you just, when you, like, when you think you can't fall more in love with them or respect them more or anything like that, I mean, they just knock you right out of the park and just completely leave you gassed. You know, it's insane. I guess before that, there's some overviews. Pixie's gonna be coming to Texas next month. They'll be coming to San Antonio. So I highly recommend, if you're in the area, you know, getting those tickets. And I think it's on April 12th. You know, so or not even, maybe like 3 weeks away or so. I would highly recommend it, you know, and there's also TXT will be coming in May. They'll be coming here to San Antonio as well. Apparently, we're the only Texas stop, so highly interesting. I do have tickets for both right now, but in the concert, while we were waiting to get in line to enter the venue for Dreamcatcher, we received the notice that Mamamoo is going to be making their first world tour, I believe. So this is going to be extremely interesting, you know. And that was something that we were talking about, you know, among my friends when we went. That, oh man. Because guess what? It's the same day as TXT. So it's going to be extremely interesting how that plays around. What is it? That, yeah. All right, they'll be only in Dallas. That's the only Texas stop, if I'm not mistaken. So, and that's on May 23rd, 24th, I believe. You know, so I'm kind of torn about it right now. I'm gonna have to see how the tickets look. Twice is also coming around, but that's in June. Tickets go, both Mamamoo and the tickets go on sale in next week, apparently. Next week or by the end of the month. Twice has a new candy bomb coming out. Their third version 3 looks pretty sweet. I would definitely recommend checking out like the photos and all that. I wouldn't mind trying that to get one of those. So we'll see how that goes around. Back to that real quick. Yeah, so, you know, I had to see how much the tickets are going to be for Mamamoo. Because, I mean, if that's the case, I may try to sell off my TXT. Because, I mean, in all honesty, I would love to see Mamamoo. I mean, just like, I think I have stated it before. I'm just going to say it again. In my personal opinion, Mamamoo is the most vocally talented group out of K-pop. In my general opinion, yeah, right behind them would be EXID. You know, And the fact that they're, you know, the, you could say the bigger sisters of Purple Kiss. I mean, just seeing what, just seeing, you know, Purple Kiss being the younger group to Mamamoo, and just how much talent that they have, you know, that of course I always gush about. You know, it's just insane. You know, obviously I would love to see Mamamoo. They're the ones that come around. So we'll have to see how that goes when the tickets come on sale. You know, it's a good enough price and all that. Yeah, for sure. I would definitely be going there. It just sucks that it's during the week. I see. There's the main topic on hand, which is Dreamcatcher concert. And yeah, I'm gonna be sniffling and all that because allergies are complete trash right now. And this is gonna be very interesting, you know, episode. So, you know, the concert was on Wednesday. My friend and I got in on Tuesday. You know, we met up with some people, just kind of gushing about, you know, what to expect, what our thoughts going into the concert. I was pretty sure I was gonna be a real fruitcake, honestly, and not what to say, not say anything to him. Like I said, what happened to me on back in 2019 with him, you know, where I was just completely awestruck by him, and you know, just yeah, I was I couldn't say anything, dude. I mean, honestly, for real, if you had the chance to meet him or see him in person, like for real, photos, videos. Nothing of that sort does the girls justice. I mean, like for real. Like when you see these women in person, I mean, just how beautiful they are, and just the presence that they have. It's something that you have to experience to like fully understand. I can't even do it justice with like words or anything like that. Like how I'm explaining, but you, it's. It is quite a phenomenon, especially to see him twice, you know, like, oh man, so yeah, I figured I was like, I'm just gonna be a punk again, and I'm not gonna be able to say anything, you know, that's my premise throughout the whole matter. I'm like, oh man, how am I gonna talk to these girls again, you know, especially guy only, you know, the absolute ultimate, you know. Bias, you know, my favorite celebrity. Like, how am I gonna say anything to her? You know, like just you know, right, my mind was racing and just, you know, all that craziness. So day of, you know, we went to go eat with some friends. We went and checked out this new place in Dallas, a new barbecue place. Amazing, by the way. I'm just gonna say, you know, one of my friends, that was, you know, there, me and him had a, you know, because he lives in Dallas, we were talking for a bit, just getting our heads up, you know, yeah, I get it. That was kind of the same deal, like, you know, what do you think's gonna happen, you know, with the meet and greet, or, you know, are you gonna be able to talk to them, like, what are you gonna say anything, and I'm just like, dude, I'm probably gonna be a wimp. Like, I'm not gonna be able to say anything. I'm just gonna be like, you know? And so I know he's like, yeah, it's the same deal. You know, just kind of thinking what to expect from the show. We're also like kind of like, you know, guessing what, you know, what songs they would play, what songs we would hope they would play. You know, so I mean, just it was a very lively time. We were gonna go check out more of the places around this in the area. just to like kind of kill some time because check-in was at 3, but we don't want to go in around until like 4 o'clock or so. But unfortunately, apparently we found out that they were already selling some merch out there around that time. We're like, oh crap, because we didn't know if the lines were gonna be bad or not. So we were like, up. So we kind of had to ditch some of our prior prior plans, and we just headed over. And thankfully, they were still selling merch. They had the outside booths and the ones inside. We had a friend that headed out first before this. So I was able to ask her to give me a shirt and a lanyard, because I didn't know, but at the time I didn't know that she had gotten them, so I was almost at the point where I was gonna buy it, but thankfully she did get it. So I was like, oh thank God, like I wouldn't mind having two shirts. I'm not gonna lie, I wouldn't mind that. So, it was a good time. So yeah, we were out there just chilling, for the most part. Got tricked in, and they gave us the wristbands, for the VVIP, and we're outside hanging around and all, because my friend, one of my friends was like debating, he already got a GU, the GU jersey that they were offering. And he's like, man, he's like, I should get a hoodie. Should I get a hoodie? I should buy a hoodie. And I was he was debating for like 20 minutes. So I was just like, just buy the damn thing. Like, if you're talking about it this much, just go get it. Like, shut up. I need to buy it. But what got me, man, is that I got recognized. Like, I was completely, like, flabbergasted by it. Had these two gentlemen come up, like we're hanging kind of around, and there's one guy was kind of like looking at me a couple of times, and yeah, he comes up and he's just like, he's like, hey, aren't you Mr. COC? Isn't that your social handle? And I was like, yeah. And he's like, oh, cool, man. He's like, it's cool to meet you. And we were just talking for a bit. They were like, just telling us like, yeah, about just talking, just small talk, I did not, unfortunately I didn't ask like where he had like really heard of me from, whether it be from Instagram or from the podcast or what the case might have been, but I don't know, man. That threw me so off guard, and then it just like I don't know. It made me It was a very humbling experience to me, honestly, to have that recognition, in a most inopportune time, I guess, like where I didn't even know that was gonna be such a case. We do this stuff with the 210 Collective, but that's pretty much central here in San Antonio, but. And we have been recognized a couple of times, like, hey, aren't you guys from the 210? And like, it's all right. And I know this podcast isn't very, like big brand out there, but still, man, the that was really that was a very eye-opening moment for me, just like someone to just be like, oh man, aren't you Mr. COC? Just out there like that. Damn, man, I'm, I feel very blessed. I'm not gonna lie, just like, it gave me another pep in my step, I guess, to like continue doing what I'm doing. I'm like, oh man, just, and that's all it takes sometimes, just that little, recognition. I mean, I'm not out, I'm not out here to be, you know, some big name YouTuber or podcaster or anything like that, you know. I'm not gonna lie. I mean, I just love talking about, you know, K-pop and, you know, food and all that. And, like, you know, I'm not out here to be, like, overtly famous. You know, I don't want to deal with that crap. But it really opened my eyes, that experience, you know. So, you know, massive shout out to that gentleman. You know, just thank you so much for for making my day. And you know, then we just kind of hung out with some friends, you know, just kind of chilling. Shout out to that guy too that was giving away free photo cards for giving my guy on. Greatly appreciated. You know, they had the year. I'm sorry. There's some cats out there that were doing like dance offs. You know, so kind of. I didn't take part in it like out there, but I still danced the songs that I knew. So, you know, that was a fun time. They had a flag out there, a big old flag for Dreamcatcher. Went and signed that, you know. And then, yeah, about the time that we were getting ready to get in line, because, you know, it was almost 6 when the doors were opening. And, yeah, that's, okay, like I said, that's when we got the notice that Mamamoo was touring. So that was a sight to behold. You know, so we get inside the venue. And my friends and I are trying to figure out the light sticks, because, like, oh man, like, don't we have to get the app, download the app for it? And we're trying to sync up, you know, our phones to the app. Mine didn't work, damn thing. You know, but in the end, it didn't matter, because the venue already, I guess, already had it processed, so that way, you know, whoever had a light stick, it was going to automatically sync up to their system. So I was okay with that, you know, because I was like, oh man, I'm gonna have to change the colors as best I can, you know, though. Yeah, just, you know, being able to go sit down, you know, just going to sit down in my, you know, where my seat right there in the front row, just catching, you know, taking it all in. Which is a funny story, because we were on the far right side of the seats, you know, the sitting area. We were pretty much very stage left, if you think about it. Like, when you're on stage, like, on your far left side, we were in that area. And that's actually when we first saw Dreamcatcher back in 2019. This was my cousin and I, you know, have you met IL? And we were also on the far right of it, you know, so it, I don't know, it was kind of weird for me, like, to be brought back, you know. And just brought back memories, you know. So there, you know, I mean, oh my God, it was, I think you guys remember, you know, one of my old colleagues, S Dragon. You know, it's me and him. It was me and him that were at the concert. So, you know, me and him are there. Got the chatting with the people around us, you know. The girl next to me, very, very sweetheart. You know, she had some little freebie stuff, little cards and all, so she was passing those out. You know, they're showing off my Dreamcatcher tattoo, my new one. So I got two now. You know, just having a good time. I had on my shirt, which has a picture of a guy on. And has hashtag Team Guy on, and this is ultimate love of my life on it, you know. So I was getting compliments about that. The gentleman, there's, you know, some guys behind us, that. We're like, hey, you love Guyon? We love Guyon too. We're like, man, we gotta represent her when she's around. So I was like, hell yeah. Like, you know I am. S Dragon is a GU fan, so I had a blast talking to those people. And then yeah, like finally the light sticks went out. And like, what the hell? Because I had it on for the time. It went out, and we're like, what the? But then it started to, like flash every couple of seconds. And we're like, oh crap, he's getting ready. And then, finally they started like flashing like all the colors, and that's when they put on the what is it? The video on, on the screen, in the back. And this is when they were starting up the concert, so like, ooh, it was a party. And then after watching the video for like 2 or 3 minutes, the girl started to come on stage, and oh man, I just lost it. And yeah, I mean, the amazing thing is that these girls opened up with some of their old stuff. They did Chase Me, they did You and I, they played a little bit of Good Night. I wish they had done a little bit more, because Good Night's my absolute favorite title track, I'm not gonna lie. They did their, the two songs. It seems like every two songs, that's when they would do a little talking and everything. So they opened up with their two songs, and then so they came around, they introduced themselves. We had Handong for this one, so we had all seven members, so I was extremely excited, being, just, oh man, yeah, these girls being all cute, getting the crowd hype. Jiu had us do a wave. She wanted us to do a wave, so she started at the far right of the stage and then came around to our side, and we're just screaming our heads off, and just they played which drove S Dragon insane. I know, because that's his favorite song of Dreamcatcher, so losing our mind. I'm not gonna lie, I kind of recorded the whole concert, but I'm not gonna lie, I was so into like watching them, I didn't want to look for my phone, so I was like, I just had my phone like in a general area of recording them. So a lot of my videos, my phone droops a lot, so like so I don't have good quality. But I don't give a damn. Like I said, I'm trying to enjoy this with my own eyes and everything. So, yeah, they did some little, they had, whatchamacallit, they did some, not an encore, damn, they did some acoustics, I'm sorry, yeah, they did an acoustic set, basically, where they just, sat and sang, we all got to chill. They did some kind of TikTok challenge, like Me Too or something, or You Too, I don't know what the hell it is. Guyon was just, I'll tell you what, if I can't stress enough, I'm not gonna lie, I can't, I'm gonna say this a lot of times, I cannot stress enough how much I fell in more, how much more I fell in love with her in this concert. Once again, videos, photos, that you view cannot do enough justice when you see these women in person, when you actually get to experience all their goofiness and crackheadedness in person and everything. I cannot stress that enough about what it is to see them in all their glory, pretty much. And yeah, it's I completely was losing my mind the whole concert. They had their and then they ended up with some more of their newer songs. I did try to do one fan cam of Gaon, and it wasn't for Scream. I think it was for Boca. Yeah, it was Boca. I pretty much just did like a fan cam of hers, but the rest of the time I was, I'm trying to focus on all the girls. I'm trying to focus on everything. But of course, like also when they did like their speaking parts, where in between and everything, that's when I would try to focus on her too. But of course, some of the girls came around to us. I'm gonna put my focus on them. That if I had to say anything about that, I wish Gaon was more on our side, obviously. And just because like a lot of I understand, it looks like with the choreos, they kind of place her in on the right a lot, so she stuck around on the right side, which the stage right, which would be the left side of the crowd. So, the time she came around, I had to lose my mind at her. But we did get a lot of Jiu, we got a lot of Yoyhorn, we got a lot of Shion. Shion and Jiu, I cannot stress that they completely blew me away. I mean, the energy that they brought forth, and just the, I guess, I want to say like the fan service, but just, I mean, it was genuine. You could tell. Yeah, that's the thing that one thing that I really love about Dreamcatcher is that they are very genuine and their emotions towards their fans. I mean, just you could tell that this was legit, just a party for them, that they were just having the time of their lives when they do these concerts, and that just gives you energy too. That just gets you also fired up, just seeing that. And just being able to connect to that as well, you just like it just courses through you, like you just want to have the same amount of energy as these young, women had. And it's just, ah, man, it like I said, it's just, it can't, I can't explain it as best as I want to, right? It's just something that you would have to experience personally to like just even understand what I'm referring to. I mean, the whole venue for those 2 hours, pretty much. It was a little over 2 hours. But for real, the venue just, I mean, the energy that came out of it, I mean, it's that's probably the closest to a drug I would ever experience. Honestly, because I mean, just the euphoria of it is just one of a kind. It's just, so I do believe I got noticed by Jiu, Shion, Yohyun, and I believe Handong. I just say that because I believe that they were looking in my direction at times. For the most part, I tried to do like, I believe with Jiu, I did the horns up sign, and she kind of returned it back. So I believe that was at me. I'm hoping, but with the other ones, I did the heart. I put the half hearts, and the girls, did the same back. So. When G Gaon came around to my side, I tried to, scream and everything, but like I said, she would just kind of come around for a couple of seconds and then like run back over. So I was like, so yeah, they finished their first go around, and then they left for a bit because they went to go change, I just want to say too, that Jew, had her handkerchief, and she when she came around to one of our sides and everything, she was messing with the handkerchief, and I thought she was gonna throw it, and it looked like she did throw it, but it just like fell to the ground on the stage, and I ran on the edge of the stage, and so when they left for the first go, the security guard came around. He's like, "Hey, you guys can't be on the, at the barricade, blah blah blah." I was like, "Hey man." I was like, "Can you give me a handkerchief?" He was like, "No." So I'll come back to that. And then yeah, they came back out, and they did a few, just like one or two more songs, and then they did like their actual final goodbyes and just crying, crying, screaming, all that. So when they did finally leave, the guy was back there, and I was like, and this, the handkerchief was still there. I was like, "Hey man, come on, like it's still there. Can you get the handkerchief?" And yeah, he's just like, "Nah." He's like, "I can't." And this worker guy that was, helping disable the stage and everything, he came around. He's like, "Hey, what's this, man?" He's like, "I know, asking the security guards here." I was like, "And you could, I guess, just hand it to somebody." I was like, "Me, I want it." I was like, "Okay." So he's coming over to give it to me, but he's like, hold on, man." He's like, where's that little girl?" And like some little girl like was passing by. I was like, "Hey, sweetie." He's like, "Here, you could I'll let you take this." I'm like, "You mother." I was pissed. But more, I'm more pissed at the damn, what is it? I'm so pissed at the damn security guard guy. Like, F you, bro. Like, I was the one that asked for it first. Like, I should have got that. I understand because my friend was explaining. He's like, "Yeah, man, he probably couldn't." He was giving me all that jazz about it. I'm like, "I understand that, bro, but st I'm just still saying, F that guy." Okay, so after that, they were getting all situated so we could do the high touch first before the group photo. So with the high touch, yeah, basically it was just, high five. And they're like, "We just need you to, five and get on. You can't, don't really stay behind, don't really, try to talk. Like, we just want to get everything, the ball rolling and, moving along. Like, shut up." So, we got around and, man, dude, I almost got caught on it too. Like I said, I was just like, because of course, Gio was right there first. And I mean, just her bubbly smile, man. Just she's right there, just waving and just smiling and just like, "Hey." And oh my gosh, dude, like I did. I kind of froze up a bit because it was her, and then it was Guyon, of course. And I'm just like I'm dead. So, just doing a high touch, like, and then like I said, they're just pushing you on. So she's like, "I love you. I love you. I love you." It's like, "Guy, it was like, G, love you. Guy, I love you." I was like giving them all that. "Love you, love you." And just, getting back at this. I'm looking at my hand like, oh my gosh. Like, I was able to, like, oh my God. I was able to, touch hands with these, wonderful women. And so then we went back around into the venue again because we had to sit down so we could get ready for the group photos. And so it came around to because they were only doing 12 at a time, so there was a group of like 8 of us, so we were trying to see if we could get in the photo together, and apparently that wasn't gonna work out. It was gonna be me and two other friends, but we were planned the way we were situated is like, okay, I was the second to last person, which means I was gonna be right by Guyon, so. My friend was like, "Oh man," he's like, "You ready for this? He's like, you're gonna be around, or are you gonna be able to say anything?" And I'm like, "No." Like, I'm gonna be such a nerd, dude. So it came time, and It came time, and like, you know, we're getting there. We're like, they're telling us, like, okay, guys, have a seat, have a seat. We're getting you situated, and then we'll have you, make sure you look at the camera. We're gonna take some pictures, and then yeah, you'll be heading off. So, while we're getting ready to, to sit and everything on the chairs and all, I'm right there by Gion, and yeah, I'm just like, I'm like. Like, guy, look, check out my shirt, because it has her picture and all that. And she's like, "That's me, I'm Guyon." And she was like, "Oh, look, wow." And finally, Guyon gives me two thumbs up, and she's like, ah. And that smile and everything. I'm like, I lost it. I'm like, I just had my seat, and I was just like, I'm dead. I am officially dead. I have came back as a new person at that moment, and just I mean, for real, just the ecstasy of it. And then yeah, when we got up, you're like, okay, go, you're free to leave now. Go and get your the VIP package, the pouch, and the all the good stuff. So, as we're leaving, just bye, I love you guys. I was like, I got my tattoo, I got the other tattoo. I was showing them all that. Same deal, same deal. Shion was like, oh, cool, thumbs up. Yohyeon was like, that's so cool, and yeah, Handong and Dami were like, oh, awesome. I mean, just, oh man, it was like walking away, just that, oh, that emotion that just came over. I'm like, I thought I was gonna be in tears, like, I had, they gave us the tickets. I don't know, like, if you are aware, but the VVIP, they gave you a ticket that was signed by a random member. Mine initially, I had Yohyeon. So obviously I'm looking for Gaon. My friend that who is the biggest Yohyeon stan, she had Yohyeon as well. And I was like, damn it. Because I was really hoping that she would get like Gaion or something. So I was like, okay, I'm like, I might have to do some trades or something, like trade that up and then try to trade up for my Gaion or something. And but thankfully, I think we got outside, or we were heading outside, and yeah, I was like, I'm looking for Gaion. And I'm like, I have Yohyeon, I'm looking for Gaion. And so I was like, Gaion, I have Gaion. I was like, I have Yohyeon. And they're like, that's who I want. I was like, thank you. I was like, ah, man, my day went, like, for real. Like, my life is complete. And just, we were outside, and oh, man. I'm trying to help S-Dragon because he was trying to get Jiyu. Come to realize that apparently he had Chiyu in the beginning. He traded it for, I think, Dami or Suwa, and but he was able to trade that again for a GU. And just like, he was like, wait a second, he was like, wait a second, like, after we got done, we're like going through it again and all that, like hanging out, we were gonna go eat with some friends real quick, and he's like, wait a second, wait a second, he's like, I think I had the signature on my first one. So he was like, if that was GU, that means I had GU this whole time. So we're just like, stupid. I'm like, oh man. So it was an amazing experience once again. Just, oh my goodness, these, I cannot stress enough just how much I love Dreamcatcher. And I'm just, I feel extremely blessed to be able to have seen him twice, to have met him twice. They'll be recognized by Gaion. Like I said, just, I have bad concert depression right now, man. I mean, just, oh man. Just the that, like I said, it is, man. It's pretty much, it's a massive drug that you take in when you go to like these concerts and everything. And Just, yeah, I mean, once you had to come out of it, I had to go back to work the next day. I'm like, oh, my voice was shot. My voice is still kind of shot. You can kind of hear it. And yeah, dude, just, oh my goodness. But, like I said, if you're ever able to experience a concert by one of your favorite groups or your favorite group and all that, I highly recommend that you take the time for it. Trust me, you are not gonna want to miss out on it. Just, yeah, man, like, just the nostalgia of it, or just going to it and being around like-minded people, that have the same interests and, passions and, emotions for that particular group and, maybe that particular member of that group as you, and just to be able to be around them and just to be able to experience it all, in its entirety, like I'm telling you, dude, and like, it's just, it's something, like I said, words cannot explain it fully unless you experience it firsthand. I can only do my best to try to give that aura of it, but in the end, yeah, it's something that would have to be experienced firsthand for you to fully grasp. But just, yeah, I'm working on the videos and all that. I'm trying to break them down, trying to get videos of each member, and try to post those. I don't have a TikTok because I dislike TikTok. They can kiss the fattest part of my butt, and if they think that I'm gonna make one, which I would think I probably would be better off. I hate to say it, but I'm actually trying to work learn how to make these reels on Instagram so that way I can use Instagram to post my videos, and besides putting them on my profile and all that. But if you want to see what I experienced and all, and you also want to fall in love with Guyon, follow me on my Instagram. Hey, it's me underscore Mr. COC. I'll be posting those as soon as I can. Like I said, just trying to get them all squared away. But I just want to thank y'all for being on this journey with me. Why I just gush like of this sort. Like I said, just this was a very memorable experience for me, obviously. So I hope that you guys get to experience that too in your life. Just, yeah, man, just it truly is remarkable if you get to experience that. But yeah, thank you so much for tuning in. Love you guys. But before you go, the moon is beautiful, isn't it? Talk to you guys next time.